Remember John? He's a client of mine, a lawyer, who had me check over his financial statements. As I did, I discovered that his total salary for the past year was only $45,000. Looking deeper into his QuickBooks Online file, it turns out his salary was only at $22,000. Yes, less than his receptionist. He justified that he was focusing on growing his company, but had not saved any money. Our conversation diverted to warnings about being too cheap, of trying to undercut competition too much. I explained how this could in turn limit his ability to earn well and ultimately sustain his business. I then used some mathematical logic to illustrate the salary he should be aiming for based on average industry rates, putting him at around $111 per hour. In comparison, he had evidently been charging clients as low as $150 per hour, leaving barely anything for himself after the business costs. We eventually got John on a payroll using WagePoint. Ultimately, this move away from the illusory idea of saving and growing through taking dividends was a huge wake-up call for John. And honestly, it should be for many other small businesses as well.